try as we might, it is impossible in principle to be completely aware of this dimension of the psyche. Remember, we're talking about the soul. He used the word psyche. I would replace it with the word soul. The next step is to honor the capacity of the unconscious to come to our need in extremely potent ways. And he's trying to tap on the power of the soul. Now, there's a different area of power. There's a power of the spirit, which is higher. So, but up to this level, that's all they are researching. And this, here's an illustration they found. Learning how to be rather than how to do. Learning how to be can set in motion not only healing, but the power to heal. A dramatic example occurred in the life of Eva Nunes Cabeza de Vaca. Right, you may know what those words means. The Spanish explorer who followed the wake of Columbus to the New World during the first half of the 16th century. After becoming shipwrecked, stranded on the Texas coast, de Vaca feared murder by hostile natives. He had two fellow survivors dug a pit where they spent several cold winter nights sleeping naked. De Vaca and his colleagues had lost everything. Yet they not only survived, but underwent an amazing transformation. They emerged from the pit with the power to heal. On their way westward, their fame spread ahead of them. The natives would bring the sick, and De Vaca and his friends would heal them. So when they went through some physical extreme survival, and then mentally, you know, to survive physically, you need certain mental strength. One of the things you admire about explorers is not just their great intellectual ability to do mathematical formula. Why do we admire people who climb Mount Everest or go to the Antarctica or Arctic Circle? Why? Because we all know this. It takes a mental toughness and emotional toughness to survive that kind of thing and come back, which many people don't have. They give up. So that kind of environment produces certain things. And then he gives a modern example of an occurrence that took place. And here's this other person. Let me get to that page. Oh, yes, he is. This is a modern example that took place. And what's the name of this person? And in 1986, in July 1989, six men, each from a different nation, began the first unmechanized trek across the Antarctic continent. This remarkable effort, known as the International Trans-Antarctica Expedition, was led by former science teacher Will Steger of the United States, who previously had led an expedition without resupply to the North Pole in 1986. For 220 days, the group braved the worst weather in the world. Enduring 2 months of storms, winds up to 90 miles an hour, temperatures as low as minus 43 degrees Fahrenheit, by dog sleigh and skis following the longest and most difficult route across Antarctica, they completed their goal 3,741 miles later. Just 2 days before the completion of their journey, a blinding snowstorm arose. At 4:30 in the afternoon, 32-year-old Kaizo Funatsu of Japan, the youngest member of the expedition and the team's expert with sleigh dogs, walked a few yards from the camp in the blizzard to feed the huskies. Although the men had thick skis and poles every few yards between their tents, a common precaution in such a condition, Funatsu lost his way. Realizing his precarious situation, he took immediate measures for survival. This is how he later described his experience in his journal. This is how he survived when he got lost in Antarctica. You know, you can die in one day. And he says, "Once I was in my snow ditch, blowing snow covered me in 5-10 seconds. I could breathe through a cavity close to my body. I knew my teammates would be looking for me. I believe I would be found." Now, what would you be thinking at that time? Here you are.